All right, we're joined in the media center by top fuel provisional number one qualifier, Brittany Force, who went to the top with a run of 3.71, 335 miles an hour. Both ends of the track record, certainly a great run after waiting out the rain. How excited were you to see that jump on the scoreboard?
We were excited just to get a run in. You know, we weren't sure with how weather looked today if we were even going to get a shot at it. And, you know, it seemed like it cleared up, and Grubnik had a goal set, and, you know, we hit that mark. So we're excited about that. It was a good, solid run, and I don't know how tomorrow looks. Doesn't look good, but we're hoping for, you know, two more runs, at least a run tomorrow.
Setting both ends of the track record, how exciting is that for you? I know that's a big deal. Wins are the priority, but getting both ends, what's that for you?
Pretty exciting to do that here in Virginia. It's been since 2019 that we were here last, so to be able to come out and, you know, the fans that stuck out the rain put a show on for them, 335 miles per hour. I think that's what Hagen did as well. So it's pretty cool to be able to do that. And we just want to keep on improving and keep on stepping it up and see what we can do on race day.
Absolutely. Yep.
You have 9 of the 10 fastest runs in top fuel history. Can you tell when it's on a ripping run versus, you know, a 330?
Yeah, you can usually tell. It's that continual pull once you get out there, and it really just keeps on pulling you to that finish line. And we're actually in a different car this weekend than the car I've been running all season, so trying to figure out a new car in Q1 is challenging for, you know, the whole team, but definitely me as a driver, trying to feel it out during the burnout and see how it steers and backing up, and everything just feels a little off. So to be able to, you know, pull that car out and run like that, we're excited. We're really excited.
Is there something wrong with the other car, or just trying to get this car ready for the later in the season?
Nothing's wrong with the old car. It's our backup car right now. This is actually a car from that we ran the end of 2018. We planned to run it in 2020, and when we came back in 2021, ran it for a little bit. It's been back and forth, but it's a different car than we've been running all season long.
Grubby is a very aggressive tuner. Was that what you would call passive aggressive?
Who was number two behind me?
Justin Ashel.
No, it was that was right where his goal was. He, you know, he sets a low ET and the high ET, and we're always in that area, and typically we're on the lower end of it. So we definitely met our mark and even went beyond it.
It wasn't pulling as hard as the other times you've had, right?
It feels like it's always pulling. And we typically always run. He always puts you know, numbers on the board like that. So it's just, it felt good. Solid run, different car, and you know, excited to see what we could do this weekend.
From somebody that's never experienced that, is there different levels of pull that you felt in the car?
Different levels of pull? I don't know how to answer that. Honestly, it's just, I mean, you were talking about less than 4 seconds. So trying to wrap your head around that in just that short little 1,000-foot distance, less than 4 seconds, it's constantly pulling. Yes, you could tell when we get to the other end, and it felt like a turd, as Grubnik would say, and yeah, it certainly does. Like, were we even running there? You could tell when it's not running on all cylinders, it just feels like a slug out there. The runs where it's just smooth and solid, you could tell.
How do you prepare for a weekend like this, knowing, you know, the times go back and forth, and just kind of not knowing what to expect? How do you kind of get locked in? How's the team get locked in for this?
Well, coming in, we were already in a, you know, good position. We came in to Virginia as points leaders, and so it feels, you know, you have that confident boost coming in, especially after, you know, two wins, Vegas and Houston for this season. So we're feeling good pulling into this race weekend, and you know, looking at the forecast, it's a little iffy, and to be able to come out, make a solid run, a clean run. We feel good going into race day, however it looks. However many more runs we get, we feel confident going into race day.
Awesome. Anything else for Brittany? All good. All right. Thanks, Brittany. Congrats.
Thanks.